This is CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man,
is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man, and we are back at it. Hey? Yeah, yeah, it's another week. It's another beautiful Wednesday. And what's going on with the triumph? Let's see how much triumph I got here. Yeah, there we go. It's your boy G-Man the Airman, and it's another beautiful day of the show, right? You know, I know how long. I mean, I waited the entire week for the show. It's been 7 long days. As Tony Blackton would say, 7 whole nights. That's for my R&B thugs out there. Also, there was some next that I just played right now for all my R&B thugs out there. It's your boy G-Man the Airman. Hit me up on Twitter, that's at Blaxem, that's BLAXEM. We got a dope show today. We've been having like a consistent kind of slew of really dope shows. So I'm really, really excited to tell you guys about today's show as well. A lot of dope things are happening. I'm alone in the stew, kind of, so to speak. But that's because we're going to be making some phone calls. We're going to be chatting to some people. We're going to be reaching out to my people out in Cape Town. I just want to start off by saying a huge shout out to my people out in Cape Town. How you guys doing? Cape Town has held me down for the past couple of weeks, man. Cape Town has been good to G-Man the Ad, man. I just think that, you know, it's kind of become my second home. Man, you guys have done okay, man. I think it's almost like the advertising powers that be knew that I kept complaining about this Cape Town stuff and this Cape Town stuff. That I got thrown into the space. And you guys are pretty good. You guys are pretty cool, man. I feel like some dope things are happening out there. And we're going to be chatting to someone about that, who's going to break it down for us a little bit more. But let's get into it. I want to get into some of the stuff that's happening out there. So, I've got two phone calls lined up for you guys today. One of them, this first phone call is some people that you you met last year. They were in the stool last year, but you know, we'll chat about why they couldn't actually be here right now, because it gets crazy, you know, it gets crazy in the land of advent. But I think we're gonna start with that one first, have a young conversation, and then we'll chat about all some of the other stuff that's happening out there. There's a whole bunch. Wait, first of all, in fact, before I do the phone call, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about Melusi Shabalala's Everyday Zulu. I mean, get the hell out of here. Melly man, what's going on, brother? So the book is out there. You guys might remember, for some of you who might be living under the proverbial rock, or who might just be living under a heap of job bags, you need to know that Melusi Shabalala's book is out. So go out there and go get it. I promise you, somebody in your agency needs it. Somebody in your agency or somebody in your life needs that book, because some dope shit is happening in that book. It's about, if you follow him on Facebook, you'll see that you know, he's essentially just, you know, he has galvanized the nation under one umbrella of Zulu-ness, and he has led us as like a Pied Piper of Ngushu. Into this the Pied Piper of Musha. I just made it up on the spot, but he is taking us into this place of better South Africanness, actually. if you look at his Facebook feed, you know, like he has now, like, you know, a plethora of people of from multiple walks of life who now follow his page, and that, which is what led to this book being published right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get him into the studio next week. We're going to chat about the book, we're going to chat about how well all this stuff has been doing and all that. But yeah, man, you know, go check it out. Go out there, go to your nearest bookstore, go get the book. It is amazing shit. And really, really proud. You know, people always talk about how advertising people kind of all have especially writers, we all have a book inside us, and he's obviously one of the very few who have managed to get that book out. So huge shout out to Willis Chabalala. Big things are going, bro. Big things are going. Okay, so I think we're almost ready to do that phone call, to actually speak to the guys out at so the guys I'm gonna be talking to I'm gonna be chatting to Kolisa Tashana, he's out at the One Club Boot Camp. If you remember last year, the boot camp came through, and Jimmy Smith was in the studio with his whole crew. Stephanie was here in the studio as well, and Kolisa, and they were chatting to us about what the One Club Boot Camp is. And I think so this year, I mean, shit is just crazy, you know. There are students once again packed up at the AAA School of Advertising. Huge shout out to AAA School of Advertising. What's going on? I see they also moved into a new campus. Out in Bryanston. So huge shout out to the guys at AAA. So there's a whole bunch of students all gathered up at the AAA, cracking this brief. They did another thing last week. So let's see. I think Tashana is on the line, if I'm not mistaken. Kolisa, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
What's going on, Chad?
I'm very good. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. I think I'm gonna need you to walk around a little bit. Your line is a bit faint out there. But how's it going? How's the energy at the boot camp this year?
Oh man, it's been absolutely fantastic, Grant. Yeah. I think you know, it's always fascinating. Also, it's fascinating to be around these young people with so much energy, with so much to give.
That's right.
And just dying to get into this industry and make a difference.
Yeah, man. I was actually out there just yesterday, and I got to feel some of that energy. You know, you're right. It's like, it's palpable. All the kids feel like they're knocking down on they're knocking on the door saying, open up the industry, as they say.
Exactly. So stop telling us that we are not here. We are here.
Yeah, exactly. We are right here. So did you guys do the Cape Town leg again this year?
Yeah.
And how did
we started in Cape Town, Grant, and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, we had Woolies as our main brand sponsor, so the kids worked on a Woolies brief.
Yeah.
And it was just absolutely incredible. I mean, the kids down there, you know, and it's always such a subtle thing when you look at just the difference in the energy from the guys at Cape Town to the guys here.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely incredible. The client was blown away with what we came up with at the end.
That's dope.
And they literally want to implement it across the organization. So
that's really fantastic, man.
That's
dope stuff. This seems to be the running theme, because I remember this is exactly what happened last year as well. The clients were just completely blown away.
Exactly. And I mean, if you look at it, you know, we often say that corporate South Africa is a...
Oh, God, so your line is doing weird things. I need you to move to a nicer place. Just keep walking around.
Let me try something.
Yeah. Are you there? Oh, it's gotten worse, Kolisa. Where did you go?
Oh, my God. It's gotten worse now. Is it even worse?
Yeah, it's much better now. Yeah, I still got Kolisa Tashana on the line with me. Yeah, sorry, you were saying, Kolisa. Yeah.
Yes, so I was here that corporate South Africa isn't doing enough to help with the issue of transformation. And I think that we don't tell enough of these stories when corporate South Africa does show up. So I think a huge shout out must go to Woolworths, that who has supported us since we started the boot camp, and to Vodacom, who has supported us in Johannesburg over all these years. I mean, one of the things that we're doing this year for the very first time is that we have flown up some students from Durban.
Wow.
That come up to be part of this, and that's all made possible through our sponsors.
Hey, so, man, that's dope. Huge shout out to Vodacom and to Woolworths for getting in there and getting involved in the right way, you know, more than just lip service, right?
Exactly.
Man. That's insane.
Yeah,
but have you noticed a change in the, or has there been any kind of change in the caliber of the students that have come in, or is it, are you just getting the same consistent amount of like, just let me into the industry?
Yeah. You know what I think is amazing about the boot camp is that one of the things that the One Club does, because they do all the registrations, and one of the things that we do is that we really try and make it as vast as possible in terms of the intake of students.
Yeah.
So you've got students from so many different institutions that are having to work together for the first time to solve a creative brief for the client, working
right.
with some of the best minds in advertising in South Africa
yeah.
and in the United States, right?
Yeah.
And these are people that look like them. These are people that that are part of the diverse people that we're trying to get into the industry.
That's right.
So it's really, really inspiring for the kids. And for me, what I've noticed year on year is that the caliber of students just keeps getting better.
Oh, fantastic.
And you know what I mean? It just keeps getting better. And there's just, and I think we know that that is happening in South Africa because more people are starting to know about our industry. Through initiatives like this, we are giving people who never would have known that they can get a career in advertising and make a living, we are getting them to get a glimpse into it. And
yeah.
that's why initiatives like this are so important.
Oh, man, that is so, so, so dope, man. I like the sound of that. I like the sound that, you know, the fact that it sounds like the industry has a lot to be excited about. So, I mean, talking about diversity, you know, like, I know that the conversation a lot, you know, the real conversation at the forefront of all our minds is a conversation about getting more black people into advertising. And I feel like that job is being done very well. How much
yeah.
are we doing in the form of getting more females into the advertising and into advertising? And how much more
yeah.
of that have you seen? Have you seen much more of that in the yeah. enrollments for the One Club for the boot camp this year?
Absolutely. Look, I think for me, one of the things that we had noticed over the past couple of years, for instance, as an example, was that we were starting to get less and less copywriters
right.
in our advertising school. So
yes.
one of the
things, don't we just know about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the positive things about this is that for the first time, we're starting to see that copywriters, the number of kids that are going in and taking up copywriting is actually increasing from what we see with our numbers. So that's been really, really fantastic. And then to the bigger issue that you're talking about with regards to seeing more females,
yeah.
I'm very happy with the fact that so many of our kids that we've got are actually female. And I'm very happy
fantastic.
Because I know that, for instance, there are a lot of initiatives that are being made locally to try and work on that problem. So if you look at something like the Creative Circle,
right.
if you look at the makeup of that body, we have, under the leadership of the new chairman, Peter Khoury.
Shout out to Peter Khoury. What's going on? Yeah.
So it's like what really trying to make sure of.
Yeah. Yeah. Golisa, are you there? Oh, man. I think I might have lost Golisa. Damn it. Yeah, but I think you know, kind of the gist of that, I think, of what he was saying, was the whole thing about how it feels like there's more of a female presence. It feels like we're getting more of the females in the industry, and that makes me so, so happy. Like I said, I went out there yesterday while we tried to get Golisa back on the line. I went out there yesterday and had some chats with some of the students down at the boot camp, and yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited by the fact that it feels like, you know, all these things that the show keeps harping on about, all the things this show keeps trying to fix and get at. You know, they are, and I mean, I'm not going to take sole responsibility for that. I mean, I'll take a little responsibility for it. but some, most of these things that we keep talking about on the show are getting better. Most of the things that we think should be fixed are getting better. So I'm excited. I'm excited as fuck, as the kids would say. So I wonder if we're able to get Golisa back on the line. Is he there? Golisa, are you back?
I'm right back.
Yeah,
right back.
He's right back. He's right back. Tell me about Jimmy. How's he feeling? Is he still as enthusiastic and as amped up as he was? Because he's always a ball of energy, that man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we are so fortunate, Grant, when it comes to the mentors.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that was mentioned last year is that we you know, we are doing this amazing initiative, which is the creative, which is the creative diversity bootcamp.
Yeah.
And a note was made last year that we didn't have enough enough diversity in our mentors.
Yes.
So one of the most beautiful things, for instance, about this year is that in Johannesburg, just to give you an example, our mentors include yourself.
That's right.
We've got,
you know this. You know this.
Exactly. We've got Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
Who is an incredible creative. One of the, he's a legend in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, this is the guy that charged and paved the way for so many of the black creatives, the top black creatives from that country.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got Jimmy, who's giving up his time probably for the third or the fourth time.
That's right.
Since this has started. You've got Mukondi.
Yeah,
Ralusai.
That's so, right. You shall confirm.
And you've got Nkabi Seng.
Boom!
Them. And these are two amazing female creative leaders and business leaders in the country that have given up their time to come and assist us. You've also got Serena Florence, an amazing, amazing top female director, creative director from the U.S. From Beats by Dre.
Yeah.
And then you've got Usitole.
That's what's up.
Another brother who is just making waves, man.
So yeah, man.
All these people are giving up their time just to make a difference. And that's why I'm saying that if you really look at it, there are so many people who are willing to roll up their sleeves and
get
work on the problem. And we have to give them a shout out.
Yeah, so, man. Huge shout out, man. It feels like you brought out the Champions League in the form of mentors out there, you know. And I'm not just saying that because I won one of my teams won last year. I'm just saying that because it feels like you brought out the Champions League. But fantastic work you're doing out there, Tshana. And you know,
what
would be cool is if say next week or the week after that, I can get you and maybe one of the winning teams to come into the studio so we can actually get a kind of a better view from the inside of how the week went. But thank you so much, man.
Absolutely.
Good luck. I feel like we're keeping you away from a lot of work.
So thank you so much, Grant. And I just have to, as I sign out, I really have to thank the agencies that have come on board to help us. I have to give a huge shout out to Ogilvy, to TBWA,
right,
to Think Creative Africa, to King James, to FCB Joburg and Network BBDO, and Joe Public. I just have to really, really, and the Creative Circle and everybody that's come on board.
Huge, huge shout out. Huge shout out.
Thanks to Avatar for letting us do everybody. Thank you so much, my good friend.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much, man. Have a fantastic day. Go feed some young minds, man. Thank you, brother.
Fantastic.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, then.
All right, ciao. Thank you. That's it. That was Kolisa Tshana on the phone right now, talking to us about the Creative Bootcamp. I mean, that initiative and that program always blows my mind. You know, it always feels like these are the type of things that we should have been doing for so long. You know, like it feels like this kind of stuff should have been happening for so much, like for a while now. And every time it comes around, I get really, really inspired, by the kind of work they're doing. So huge shout out to Kolisa Tshana as well. Leading from the front, you know, leading from the front in this initiative and making sure that the kids are all right, as we say out there. But yeah, man, I mean, I think there's been a whole lot that's been happening in the industry. But remember, hit me up on Twitter. It's your boy Blacksem. It's at BLAXEM on Twitter, or at CliffCentral.com on Twitter for your comments, for the love you want to throw at the show, for the love you want to throw at Kolisa Tshana, you know, just for general love, you know. And let us know how you're doing and how you're feeling out there. But it's your boy G-Man the Ant-Man, and we're still at it. But I want to chat about some of the other stuff that's been happening in our game in the past week or so. So we spoke about Melissa's Everyday Zulu. So I saw this dope ad, right? And you know, like I'm very, I guess we all are, right? Like I guess when you all end up a priest in front of us every day, you kind of get like, oh man, is that it? Is that all you're doing, right? But I saw this really, really dope ad recently, and it was for Mrs. Balls, right? Now I know. Can you imagine with all the Mrs. Balls, the Balls jokes, that you've all thrown around the agency but wanted to work on this piece of business? It turns out that it sits at FCB, right? So FCB Joburg Made this amazing ad. Well, you know what? Maybe let me not hype it up too much, because you might take a look at it and say, yeah, maybe G-Man, you know, there's your FC Venus once again rising to the top. But I actually think it's a really, really dope ad. Because for one other reason, is the use of R&B. You know, I mean, if I think there should be a category at the Lurie's for best use of R&B. You know, man, there's best use of music and there's other stuff, you know, but I think there should just be specifically for best use of R&B. So if you haven't seen this ad, right, so apparently it was shot by Mzee Khumalo and Dali Films. Huge shout out, Mzee Khumalo. What's going on, bro? What's going on out there? And essentially they took that old song, Me and Mrs. Jones, right? And they used that as a soundtrack and made this ad. And obviously it goes, me and Mrs. Balls have got a thing going on. Really, really clean idea. I love how simple the connection is. And if you get a chance, I mean, I think go to YouTube and try to check it out, or look for it on TV. But I think what I really, really love about it is the performances are so, so dope. You know, like there's a naughtiness to the performances, but there's also like a family intent to it that really, really resonates with me. So I think huge, huge, huge shout out to the guys at Darling Films and the guys at FCB for a dope ad. I think you guys did really, really well. Another thing before we call our next guest, Lolita mentioned a really, really dope thing. We spoke about the Creative Circle and what the Creative Circle has been up to recently. So, if you are at your agency and have not seen an email about the thing called the Full Circle, then something is wrong at your agency. So, let me tell you what this thing is. So, the Full Circle, right, is an initiative by the Creative Circle, right? So, I actually have the invite right here in front of me. Huge shout out to Mr. Pete Khoury, making sure that I say the right words. You know what I mean? I'm not just making shit up on the spot. So huge shout out to Mr. Pete Khoury, the new chairperson of Creative Circle. Hey, gotta say the right thing here before you mess up. So it says here, come join us for an afternoon showcasing learnings from a South African and a global perspective, featuring the award-winning work from Cannes Lions 2018 by the creatives who judge them. So it means all these people who have been judging Cannes this year are going to be in the stew, or they're going to be in the place at Stair Kindercore Rosebank. And you're going to get to be able to hear their perspectives and probably even ask them some questions. So it says it's on the 25th of July. From 12 to 5 o'clock. It's $400. So I think just I let your CD, and somebody will pay for it. Don't you worry about it. And there's a live simulcast to Durban and Cape Town as well. There's details about that. So some of the people who are going to be speaking there: Anne Newrock, Ryan McManus, a guy called Grant Pereira. Already sounds like a great guy. I mean, you're called Grant, it must be amazing. Grant Pereira and Siriso Rangaka, George Lowe, Neo Sekgola and Vumile Mavumengwana. They're going to be chatting about the experience judging the awards show. You don't want to miss this. I think make some time, put things aside on your diary. Make sure you come to Full Circle, because I think it's going to be really, really great. The seats are limited, so first come, it's on a first come first serve basis. And then there's going to be drinks afterwards at Mesh. So you know what I mean. So I think you want to be a part of that. I think it's going to be one of those events where you're going to be able to get opinions, people's opinions about the work, and then afterwards be able to chat about it, you know, amongst some of your peers. What is really great for me, I think, is the simulcast that's going to be happening in Durban and in Cape Town. And we're going to have more details about this. So you know what I think you should do? Also, just go to the Creative Circle website and get some more details about, like, I do know one of the things that it will be another simulcast in Rosebank at another cinema that's going to be free for students, right? So just look for all those details. I will get all those details for you, and we'll keep feeding them out to you as and when I get them. But you have to be a part of this thing, because it's going to be really, really cool. So get out there, Full Circle, by the Creative Circle, and I think it's going to be a really, really great initiative. So that's what's up. Anyway, so the other guy that I told you guys I'm going to be chatting to, I told you guys I've been spending a lot of time in Cape Town, and it also just so happens to be that I spend a lot of time with this guy when I'm in Cape Town, and it feels like, you know, it always seems easy to just kind of, you know, to go looking far and wide for the people, you know, you want to hang out with on the show, and whose opinions and whose stories you want to get. But I just kind of sometimes just forget the people just straight around me with these inspiring stories. And I just think that, you know, with Cape Town being kind of on this turn, I feel like Cape Town is on this amazing turn in kind of the way they do things and kind of the way they're approaching advertising. I think that it's amazing that that we have guys like this guy on well around us, right? So I think I've got him on the line. I think I've already got him on the line. And I'm gonna let him tell you his amazing journey. You know what I mean? He's a consummate ad man, but he's also a consummate brand man. He's a consummate pretty much everything about this game man. But in the stool, kind of, but over the phone, out in Cape Town, I got your boy, Mr. Mthunzi Blanky. What's going on?
Sure, Dada.
How are you doing there, Dada?
All good, man. Trying to keep warm. It's cold out here, but we're all good.
Yeah, man. I heard you guys organize some snow and shit. You guys don't know how to organize rain. You're supposed to organize rain and you get snow.
But it's no joke when they say it's Europe. It's Europe. We're loving it.
Yeah, man. It's my other hood, you know. My second hood. You made sure that that's the case.
For sure.
But I'll keep you guys there for a little bit until you sort out the weather. But how's it going, man? How are you doing? What did we take you away from? You know, like what's in your inbox right now?
All is good, man. All is good. You know, there's quite a number of stuff that we're currently working on.
Yeah.
You know, some exciting stuff that we're working on for various clients of ours.
Yeah.
So that's keeping us nice and busy.
Yeah.
And keeping us away from trouble. It's exciting times at the moment, yeah.
can you guys tell how Mthunzi is not giving you specifics? You know what I mean? He's just like, I don't know which information is embargoed, which information is not.
Hey, you might never know who's listening, man. Yeah, we're working. What's important is we're working.
Nah, man. Oh, that's dope, man. That's dope. But I mean, before we started talking, I was talking about how, you know, it feels like Cape Town is going through a turn, you know, or some kind of change. Am I wrong about that? Or do you actually feel that as well?
No, it is. No doubt, Grant, it is. And I think there is no better time for advertising in Cape Town than now. You know?
Yeah.
Cape Town has always been known as one of the, in fact, the most stubborn market in South Africa from a transformation and change point of view.
Yeah.
But then I think now, more than ever, we kind of experiencing the other side of Cape Town.
That's,
you know,
right.
I think the market is very much ready for change. But then it's just that a lot of agencies haven't been brave enough to do the right thing.
Yeah. What do you think has brought this change along? You know, it almost feels like, I mean, it's like, you know, we've always known that this thing was meant to happen, and we went through the stubborn phase. But what do you think it is? Do you think there was a tipping point of some kind that made is it either clients or agencies just kind of go, damn it, maybe it's time to welcome ourselves into South Africa?
Sure. But I think in the forefront of it, you know, consumer spend. You know, consumers are more and more in charge right now, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, so I think that's at the forefront of the change. So there's a huge call right now. I mean, as we all know this, you know, Joburg is the mecca of consumerism in South Africa.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the driver of trends. So that has caused a lot of pressure with clients who are Cape Town-based. And as we know, a lot of the asset management businesses are here. A lot of the FMCG businesses are here.
Yeah.
A lot of the alcohol businesses that are here. So there's a lot of pressure to go after that Joburg-based consumer.
That's right.
So what that has done is that now it has allowed clients to look beyond the Cape Town walls. So
yes.
So I think that it was a perfect timing for us to kind of grow the Joburg office, but then also then, you know, focus in Cape Town is the next growth. Because I strongly believe that the agency that's going to get the Cape Town, well, we are here first, but we'll probably get it first. So the agency,
there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
So the agency of our kind and of our making that will succeed in Cape Town is an agency that's of the understanding of those dynamics.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's really cool. But now, you know, for me, I mean, I think it obviously matters a lot for me from a creative perspective. How much do you think that's going to do for the retention of Cape Town talent from a creative perspective? Because you all know that, like, there was always this almost like this only way that it always used to go down, that, you know, as soon as a creative in Cape Town kind of felt like they'd done enough, they'd move up to Joburg. How much do you think that's going to change kind of that migration?
Sure. I'm certainly, you know, optimistic about it, that it's going to change. More and more, you know, as we were winning a couple of businesses, you know, more and more I found myself trying to find the right people for the positions that had opened up by virtue of the new business that businesses that we had won. So I definitely believe that a lot of the guys who pretty much moved from Cape Town and have gone over to Joburg are certainly going to start making their way back into Cape Town.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of us in Joburg, and the reality of it is that if you're not shit hot, there's not much you're going to change.
Yeah,
whereas in Cape Town, it's almost like a blank canvas. And this is the first ones who are in here are the first ones who are going to write the history.
Yeah, but we still need them to be shit hot. But I mean, do you think...
Yeah, of course.
but tell me, do you think then that we might do what a lot of people might have thought was the unthinkable and actually start attracting Joburg people to start working down there in Cape Town? Have you seen that starting as well?
It has, certainly. I mean, we're certainly doing a lot of that as well. We've got a creative team that's out in Joburg and a creative team that's based in Cape Town.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of interaction that happens between those two teams, and that has really proved to be the success of our business down here.
Yeah.
So definitely, man. I think that's definitely where the opportunity is at.
Yeah, man. No, I hear you. But also, like, it's this is very funny that I ask you this because you spent a lot of time in Joburg, you know. In fact, for a long time, I thought you were a Joburg guy. You know what I mean? And it actually turns out that you're actually from that republic. How much of the Joburg hustle and bustle do you miss, or do you think that, you know, there's a new hustle and bustle being created there that will suffice, that it's going to make you just as happy?
Yo, G-Man, I wish I could say I miss the hustle and bustle of Joburg. I do not. Hear it from me. I do not. I am good, and I'm good, and I'm happy here in the Republic, man.
Yeah.
And that's purely because I've spent a lot of years in Joburg, about 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
And that has been, you know, a concoction of, you know, being employed in agencies, being employed on the client side, and for the longest of time, for about 6, 7 years, you know, running my own shop with a business partner of mine.
Yeah.
In Mr. Chaps. Shout
That's
out to
right,
Mr.
Right.
Chaps.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Chaps. What's going on? Yeah.
So, you know, I've seen it all and I've experienced it all, you know, the success and the hunger and the more success and the more hunger. So I definitely don't miss it. And I think, you know, there's a different twist to the hustle now.
Yeah.
And Cape Town has opened itself up for that different hustle.
That's so dope, man. That's so dope. But I think that all of those things are really a culmination of, obviously, like you said, a whole lot of years that you put into the game. You know what I mean? And I mean, you've done the hard yards, you know, and you've done the hard yards kind of from a client perspective and from an agency perspective. How much do you think has been the change as well from the client side down there that you think, you know, is some of the stuff that you guys have been preaching all along? You know what I mean? Like, how much of that do you feel like has been driven by the clients themselves, and how much of it do you think is actually the agencies? You know, because I know that agencies are reticent to change, you know what I mean? But I get the feeling that the clients down there have just started having the harder conversations. Is that what you think? How much of that do you think is real?
Absolutely, you know, that's very much our reality nowadays.
Yeah.
What I've actually realized, G-Man, you know, just having spent some time with some of the marketing execs down here in Cape Town, is that there's more and more a shift from the typical need for the typical advertising people, you know.
Right.
And it's not
what
to say that
mean?
Advertising
what's
people.
A typical advertising
so,
person?
I'll explain what that means. So your traditional advertising guys, you know, the guys who've been in agencies and all they know is agency structures. All they know is we're churning out campaign after campaign and we're pushing briefs after briefs. But then now there's a more demand and a more need for guys who are more problem solvers, business problem solvers, and who are quite enterprising, you know. So if I look at it, for instance, as an example, if I look at the type of suits that are going to be successful moving forward, it's not the suit who's best at pushing the right brief. You know, the new suit now is somebody who's able to look beyond what the client need is and what the client business challenge is, and be able to solve that from an entrepreneurial, from an enterprising point of view. So you need to understand the business side of your client's operation, and then you are able to then put together campaigns that answer to that, you know.
That's right. Wow.
And as an example of that, Grant, if I look, you know, if you look at again, you know, the most recent work that we did with H&M, the business need there was quite simple. There is a brand that was in trouble, We all know this for various reasons.
Yeah.
And then we came in, and the result from our side was quite a simple one, where we knew that the brand needed to be closer to the consumer.
That's right.
And we just brought a whole lot of relevance to it. And there's no rocket science to it. We didn't try to be too clever in our communication.
Yeah.
We just kind of built another layer to this brand that was more resonant to
the consumer that we're speaking to. And I think that's really, really key. You know, I feel like, you know, the importance of understanding I've always said that, you know, I've always worried about the fact that, you know, South African advertising had one voice, and it felt like that voice was a Joburg voice. You know, it always felt like, you know, we always spoke from a Joburg perspective. Whereas I feel like getting a sense of how South Africa works, we're going to need to get perspectives from all corners of it. And Cape Town, it was always a bugbear for me, because I thought that Cape Town was going to play a pivotal role in making us understand more of South Africa in that bigger way. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
But I mean, speaking of Sweden, you just came back from Sweden recently, haven't you?
What
were you guys doing out there? Tell us. Brag, my man. Just tell us.
Do you want the boardroom version or the street version?
I want the street version. I want the version that's not going to get you in trouble.
Hey, man. Let's just say I'm going back to Sweden. Whether it's business or leisure, I am making my way back to Sweden, man.
Yeah.
Carry on. No. I think we had a great opportunity where our H&M client, you know, invited us over to Sweden. Myself and Gugu Nkabide, who's our head of strategy at Avatar.
Shout out, Gugu. What's going on?
Yeah, myself and Gugu went over to Sweden, in Stockholm in particular, to kind of paint the picture, the South African picture, you know, both from a market point of view and also the consumer landscape. And that was also, for me, what was quite telling about that is that, yeah, you've got a client who had a global crisis. They could have sat back and say, hey, look, South Africa, figure yourselves out.
Yeah.
We've got the rest of the globe, you know.
Yeah, right.
But then they reached out to us as an agency. We're one of the very few agencies, which is also very important to point out. We're one of the very few agencies that H&M works with globally. You know, they usually do a lot of their work in-house. Yeah. So they usually do a lot of their work in-house, and then here's Avatar, they appointed Avatar in South Africa to solve the South African challenges that they were facing. But then the global team reached out and said, but guys, it's not a South African challenge alone. It's a global challenge. So let's get around the table. Educate us and tell us about the complexities of this consumer and this market that is South Africa in particular.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, a great experience of ours. And then also, you know, it was great exposure for the client as well on their side.
Yeah.
They were quick to admit as well that they kind of operate in a bubble in Sweden. You know,
that's
everything
right.
in Sweden happens in Sweden.
So yeah.
They fix for Sweden, but then it implicates the rest of the globe.
Yeah.
So it was important for us to be in the room and just kind of knock some ideas around on how we can actually build a brand that speaks to everybody. Right?
Yeah. And you know that, I mean, that's a dope story. You know what I mean? I feel like I've always been one of those people that advocates for, why is it that there aren't many more kind of global brands almost anchored in South Africa? You know, like it almost feels like for a while we've had to like have Calvin Klein campaigns come out of the US or out of Europe.
Yeah.
It feels like this is one of those things that brings us a step closer to having maybe global campaigns start anchoring themselves out of South Africa. So that excites me a lot. But you've worked like over on the client side and on the agency side on some big international brands, right? And especially from your client perspective, you know, how much do you think that, you know, that those clients who kind of say like, for example, I know we worked for Viacom at some point, right?
Yeah.
How much of that do you think is important to bring over guys in your local market to that side? You know what I mean? In order to make you understand that you can't just keep playing us Martin Lawrence reruns. You know what I mean? In order to think that, you know, you still have us. How important do you think that exercise is?
It's a very important exercise, and I'm glad you raised you know, the Viacom story to this. You know, this was one of our biggest challenges when I worked on Black Entertainment Television at Viacom.
Yeah.
Shout out to the BET family.
Shout out to the guys at Viacom. You don't tell you a client that he doesn't call it BET. He calls it Black Entertainment Television.
Yeah. So remember there's the betting sports guys.
Oh, yes.
So it's important for me to call it all out. Entertainment television.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So yeah, one of our challenges today really was to how do we localize an American brand? I mean, there's no hiding away from the fact that BET is an American, black and American brand.
Yeah.
So the challenge was now it's here in South Africa, in Africa at large. So how do we bring in some local content without kind of also diluting a lot of
product.
Heritage, American, American heritage, and that was quite a tricky mix. That the brand and the brand had as a challenge.
Yeah.
And what we and over time and what I'm starting to see and the guys are doing a great job at it is that there's a lot of procurement or acquisition, local acquisition from a content point of view, and also create content that's created locally. So, you know, it was also of the understanding that the channel couldn't just bring in the Martin Lawrence here and hope to get the ratings that it needed.
Yeah.
But then there's a reason why you've got the Zanzi Magics of this world who
That's
are highly
right.
successful
yeah.
and they're like just 100% local. So we had to understand all of those complexities and nuances and make sure that we bring in a product that speaks to the people that we're targeting.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I've got some tweets here for you. One I think you've already answered from Umjaga. He says, question for your guest, Mthunzi, how does the 30-something-year-old feel about being back in Cape Town? I think the one you've answered. I think you are very clear. You love it.
I'm
you don't miss us.
I am very clear about that, and I think I also need to contextualize that. You know, Cape Town. I'm not also. You know, I'm discounting the fact that Cape Town is a hard market for anybody who's black.
That's right. It is a hard market.
We're always starting from the back foot as a black individual in Cape Town. So for me, the reason that I'm always shouting about the positives of the city is that I've possibly in a better or advantaged situation or scenario where I'm in a position of changing, being part of that change.
That's right.
It starts with the type of suppliers that we work with and the type of employees that we bring on board. So that is what I'm using as part of changing the Cape Town narrative. So
that's
it's
so
not
dope.
Easy at all. But then there's a whole lot of goodness about Cape Town.
Yeah.
And I mean, you just need to ignore the other
the nonsense
stuff and the fluff, the nonsense that comes with Cape Town. They're going to get tired. Whoever it is, they're going to get tired.
I like that. I like that approach. Eventually, they will get tired of that mess.
Yeah. Of course. Apartheid got tired as well, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And I mean, does that actually also show in the staff complement of your team down there? You know, do you go for diversity in order to show like the real colors of South Africa? Is it just let's get our people in there?
Yeah, no, I think absolutely at the forefront of how we recruit employees is like looking for that diversity.
Yeah.
Which is also at the center of what Avatar really is all about.
That's
It's about our diversity. So it's not necessarily Mthunzi now building a black agency in Cape Town because he can.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just
because they will get tired.
So bring more, It's not even that.
Yeah.
But then I think it was important for me to hire, previously disadvantaged individuals.
That's right.
Term.
Yeah.
It was important for me to hire, those kind of guys so that at least then I start building an agency where it's a place of belonging for
people who were
minority in other agencies. So, I mean, our team is quite diverse. I mean, we've got people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And as we grow, we're going to continue building a team which consists of people from all walks of life.
That's
we
fantastic.
Want to be the true South African agency where nobody is marginalized and nobody is in a disadvantage.
Boom! Boom! I like the sound of that. But now Umjaga sent us another tweet, right? He says
Umjaga must wait.
He says, please ask Mthunzi to tell us more about his role with Molo Mhlaba Girls School in Khayelitsha. He says, What is that? Tell us about Molo Mhlaba Girls School in Khayelitsha.
All right. So during my time here in Cape Town, and I got to spend a lot of time with some people who are doing amazing stuff. There's some vanguards out here in Cape Town.
That's what's up.
He just said vanguard,
y'all. He said vanguard. Yeah.
Ah, come on. I went to a good school.
Boom! Like what do you want?
Shout out to Pineland.
That's what's up.
So I'm part of the journeys that I've been making in the city, I met up a lady by the name of, she's a doctor, Dr. Ritabile.
Yeah.
She runs a foundation that started out a school called Molomhlaba, which is a private school for black girls, and it's off the back of a Montessori. So they operate on the Montessori system of education.
Right,
so
right.
That was quite something for me, and it's, you know, she funds it herself, and then she's got a couple of other, you know, funders that are plugging into the school.
Yeah.
So, you know, my involvement is that I approached and I said, look, this is quite a dope thing. I mean, it's the first township-based private school for girls. You know, here's a girl child in the forefront of the best education that money can buy.
Yeah.
Montessori, I mean, please, if you know Montessori school fees, I don't need to tell you about that.
Yes.
So, yeah, and you know, my involvement was that, you know, how do we then bring in an avatar who wants to change this Cape Town narrative and bring in with what she's doing? So this school as well is changing the education system. So Montessori is no longer going to be for the limited few. She's opening up Montessori system to the broader kid who
that
really wants to get an education.
Man.
And we in the process, I can't talk about it a lot.
Yeah,
but
we're
talking about shit, you know.
Yeah,
that's what's important. But then Avatar will definitely be assisting Molomhlaba to make sure that that school, that story and that school is known not only in South Africa but across
the
world.
Shit, man, that is true. Dope shit. That just makes me warm in the heart area. I think that's really, really dope. I think you guys are doing some really, really big things out there. But you know things, what I like to do as well on the show is that, you know, I like to take it all the way back, you know, and try to understand. I mean, you just told us about Pine Lands, went to a good school. Shout out to Pine Lands, what's going on? where did this advertising / branding journey start for you? You know, so you come out of high school, and then what? And then you're like, that's it. I want to run all the brands of the world. How?
Look, the journey for me and the love and passion for the industry started way probably my junior years of high school.
Yeah.
And that's why high school for me was very painful. I mean, throughout my high school years, I pretty much knew what I was gonna do, and
and all the stuff was wasting your time.
Exactly. Yeah, all the stuff. You're doing biology, you're doing math, you're doing all the stuff that you don't need. But then, you know, pardon my friend.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
So, you know, during those junior years, I pretty much knew that I wanted to do advertising. And I was first introduced to it by my late cousin, God bless his soul. He went to AAA, and then he graduated to become a brand manager at Total at the time, the other competition.
Yes, those guys.
Exactly. And, you know, and spending time with his assignments, him sitting next to me, and here I am with my boring-ass biology homework, and then he's working on amazing brands. I remember very clear at the time, he was working on one of the assignments that they had at AAA was at the time when Mnet, yes, it was Mnet.
Yeah.
I remember, yeah, it was Mnet. Yeah, Mnet was rebranding. So
right.
They were working at that as students. And I was like, shit, man, this is the
That's
kind of
insane.
Stuff that I should be doing.
Yeah.
So going through high school, I always hated those years. I couldn't wait to get out. And the moment that I got out, I spent a lot of time at Jupiter Drawing Room at the time. And I went into AAA, spent some time at AAA. And then after classes at AAA, I would still visit agencies.
Yeah.
You know, the Ogilvies of this world. That's when I met Prinavan.
Prinavan.
And then Jupiter, I spent some time with Adesha. She runs Sing and Sun now.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then I got myself, you know, acquainted, and I got myself fired up about getting into the game.
Yeah.
And BBDO, back then, it was very Bush. Cape Town gave me my first gig.
Oh, that's dope.
Went in. Yeah, junior account executive. So all you did was make photocopies. I was the only one from Kubule too.
Yeah.
So that should also paint a clear picture for you.
That's what's love. That's what's love.
Photocopies. You sit in a status, two African people.
Yeah, having a nice African status.
Nice African status. And then, you know, it was fun times. It was fun times.
Hey, we come from another time, guys.
We come from another time, my guy. From another time. Where in meetings you told you keep quiet. You speak when you ask for your opinion. You're like, okay, they're paying me, so I must keep quiet.
Yeah.
You know? So it was that era, man. But then it's that era that made me who I am. I don't.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
A second of what I went through in the industry.
Yeah.
So it was that era, and then fast forward to today. I mean, I went through all these other agencies. You know, I mean, it's the TBWAs of this world, the Metropolitan. I heard.
Is there any agency mentioned. You haven't worked at?
Ogilvy.
Yeah. Is that the only one?
I haven't worked at Ogilvy, O&M as it used to be called.
Yeah.
But then all the other ones I've worked at.
That's insane, man.
Short stint.
Yeah.
I will be honest. I did have a lot of trust issues and a lot of commitment issues because I think I knew that I needed to do something far greater than just being a big pusher.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, man. Shit. We could sit, but as we have, we could sit and talk about this shit all day. But it's insane. My hour is almost done. But I feel like there's so much more that I would love for us to get into. But what we're gonna do is when you are up here, right? Let's make a plan for when you're up here, not have this conversation over the phone. We'll get a full hour and we'll have more chats about, you know, some of the challenges that you think you've gone through that have shaped this person that you are, and
sure,
how much more
sure.
you think we should be doing. To get this game to where it should be.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like there's a whole lot we can still be talking about. But that's your man, Mr. Mthunzi Black. He's sitting out in Cape Town in the snow.
Thank you, Dada.
Thanks, Dada, for coming to hang out and hanging out with us.
Yeah, the Republic is open for business, Dada. You know, we need all the talent that we can. You know, Avatar and Mthunzi on his own is not going to be able to change the what's currently happening in Cape Town. So I urge all my fellow advertising people, consider Cape Town, man.
That's the stuff. Oh, are you guys hiring? I mean, where should the people send their emails?
We're hiring. info@advertiseagency.co.za. Hit us up, you know, send us your CV and then let's see what we can do.
That's the stuff. That's your boy, Mr. Mthunzi Black. He's sitting out in Cape Town. Fantastic man. We will have him back here in the studio. Tata, go well, man. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much, Tata. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sharp.
Thanks to your listeners.
Thank you. And that's the show. That's the show for this week, man. I think two inspiring conversations over the phone from two people who are doing amazing things. Who are turning the ship around into whatever it is, into what it should be, where it should be going, and doing it very, very well. So I think get the podcast for those of you for the people in the office who missed it. Play it for your boss. If it was in another meeting, and also, you know, you listen to it once again and think about whether you wanna, you know, make some changes in your life, and maybe wanna move down to Cape Town, or how much more you could be doing to be helping some students get into the game and do big things. But yeah, it's your boy G Man the Ad Man, and like I say every week, you know, take care of yourselves, take care of those briefs, but most importantly, take care of each other. Because it's crazy out there, and the ad game gets really, really mad. But once again, like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man. Boom!
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the Ad Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man, the Ad Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man, the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
This is clipcentral.com.